All right. Welcome to another episode of the Joe and Doug Show. We are hangry and getting ready to break our fast here on the show. I will tell you right now, fasting does not make you holy. It makes you angry.
Angry. Yes. 48 hours. 49 hours.
Yeah. It bubbles up and allows you. Honestly, it wasn't too bad. How was it for you?
It was great. It was a good one.
Yeah. I think for me, the first little bit was fine. It wasn't until about that 4 p.m. on Wednesday that my wife and I sat down at the kitchen table. The kids had their mac and cheese and hot dog, and I'm smelling the kitchen, and I'm like this big, you know, I drank like 9,000 ounces of water, and I had this big water, and I'm just drinking, and I'm smelling, and I'm like, we're both staring at the kids, like watching them eat, like, are you gonna finish that? Cause I'm gonna eat it. But we did good. We made it through that. Yes. And then honestly, we were tired. I didn't realize how tired, like, mm-hmm. We went to bed early. And we didn't, you know, I fell asleep on the couch and then we went up to bed. The only headache I had was actually in the middle of the night, but I just kind of slept through it. It was enough that it woke me up, but then I, you know, rolled over and managed to go back to sleep. And I woke up this morning, felt fine. And my wife broke her fast this morning. She's like, I'm eating breakfast. She made a big old fried egg and roasted some vegetables and potatoes, and it smelled heavenly and looked great. But yeah, so here we are. I think it went pretty good. And like I said, I had fasted previously for spiritual reasons. But this, I was trying to pay much more attention to my body, and navigating that. I didn't take any supplements and I only had one glass of coffee. I had coffee this morning, which actually was a huge help, for the day. So, overall, though, for you, any insights or anything you'd tweak or?
No. And, you know, usually this morning is when you really start noticing that you have no electrolytes. You get most of everything from the foods that you eat. And if you're not eating foods, you're not getting the salts in. And so it's harder for your body to absorb water. You feel lethargic and tired. And that is just a symptom of, you know, of not having the electrolytes. And so you can, like, I have these little packets that I can put in water and get magnesium and whatever, but they're really rough on your stomach. Sure. So I end up just doing table salt. And if I come up on a headache, it kind of helps a little bit. Mm. Doesn't do the full thing though. I mean, it gets you close, but it'll get you some time through.
Yeah, no doubt.
So my son Ryan and I were having a discussion, and we were talking about sort of like cultures that were older than ours, and that they didn't have as easy access to food, and so that their eating requirements and eating habits were different than ours. So I told him, you know, like you might have, you know, a big meal every once in a while, but between those big meals would be like the foraging and the eating stuff wasn't, because you just couldn't go down to the supermarket.
Yeah.
You had to, you know, kill the animal and butcher the animal.
I mean, supermarkets, I mean, you're only talking like the last 50 to 80 years. Like, it's really, you had the general store before that. But even there, you only had a very small selection and you either grew or killed it yourself. And so it's only been, you know, maybe generously the last 100 years, but really only the last 50 to 80 years where you had a quote unquote supermarket in that sense, where you one-stop shop to get everything. Before that, you had to go to the butcher, you had to go here, you had to go there. And then before that, you know, well, Tom grows cabbage, so we're going to go buy some cabbage.
Right, right. And like, that probably was your staple more than what, you know, we're used to eating. So we contemplated that. And if our body is capable of doing what we did, which is just go without, and it figures it out. And then in past cultures, only eat a big meal every once in a while and just kind of fill in gaps between it. I mean, we can push our body way past the limits. We're so like spoiled in how access we have to food.
No, absolutely. Your body's limitation is your mind, not your physical body. Right. You know, everybody knows the rule, right? Like 3 weeks, you know, without food, 3 days without water. Like, you have some of those things, but, you know, your body can go even longer than 3 weeks. 3 weeks is like a lot to put your body through. But, you know, there's stories of people lasting 60 days, you know, something crazy. You know, that's tough, and you're going to be super worn out and lethargic, and you're going to need, you know, vitamin drip and everything to come back. I don't recommend that by any means.
Right.
But, you know, your body can go a lot further than you think.
Yeah. And since, you know, a lot of our people in society have more fat on their frame, they carry around a lot of stored energy. I think it's what, 3,700 calories, in a pound of fat. And so, like, you can get through like every day on sort of like you know, 2 pounds of just body fat that it can, you know, bust through.
So you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Speaking of body fat, I lost over 5 pounds in one day of fasting. So I weighed myself and then it was 5.2 pounds difference just after 24 hours of fasting.
All right.
Which was wild. And I know that's because I carry a little extra because my wife was like, I don't think I lost anything. And I'm like, well, honey, I was like, you don't exactly have anything to give. I have plenty to give. And so I was like, maybe there's a fasting diet. Maybe I can just not eat for a month. And then,
well, I mean, that's essentially what the body would do. You kick it into that deal after the first couple of days, it stumbles around and then it just basically consumes the stored energy that you have, you know, riding around with you. And when you first start, like it's harder for heavier people to move around. So they burn more calories, but then as you lighten up, you go less and less and less. So by the end you might have, you know, I think I don't like going below 12% body fat. And right now I'm about 16% body fat. So I can afford like 4% just to, you know, I probably have like 4 or 5 pounds that I could totally go through and probably not even notice it.
What's the, you said that's your target. Why is that your target? And is there a
12%?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. You get look really emaciated. You look really skinny at the 12%. That goes into the, you know, athletic to underweight category. And I think being underweight is just as dangerous as being, you know, overweight.
So what's the target that people want to be in?
I would say 18 to 20. It's basically based on BMI. If you check your BMI, you'll fall in that range of probably where I'm at right now, which is 16 to like 22. And you're going to be in that nice, healthy range
because fat's good. You need it on your body. It helps with those things. I know it's the enemy of all things, gym and diet and stuff like that, but some fat is good and healthy and part of that, but it's all about balance, which is really what we're getting at. So when you come to an end of a fast like this, I know for me yesterday particularly, I had a lot of clarity and I felt like time slowed down.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Like I genuinely felt like, why do I have so much time? I was doing stuff that normally I'd be like, and some of that's, well, I didn't have to go home to eat. I didn't have to, I wasn't thinking about, oh, what's my next thing? I just lined up bottles of water on my desk. And when I got hungry, I just drank one and threw it in the trash. I think I drank about 6 of them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that I had more time, but it felt like more time. Did you see that when you fast that?
Stuff slows down. What we talked about on the last program is that when your body starts throwing around ketones, right, you get more oxygen to the brain. And so the brain
felt very clear.
Yeah, the brain works a lot better. Especially, well, and the biggest contrast is when you hit your first day, you get kind of cloudy and lethargic. But when you snap out of
by
that,
4 or 5 o'clock. Yep,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But then when you snap out of that, it feels like crystal clear because what are you comparing it to is that lethargic, cloudy brain and into a super sharp, oxygenated brain. And so that it is pretty, you know, the contrast is pretty.
Yeah, I felt sharp today, even on I was on the TV program that I've been on for a while, and it was the first time back in the studio. And I didn't bring a Bible with me. I didn't bring anything. All the other guys had their notes and their iPads and stuff like that. And that's cool. And I brought my Bible before. I forgot it more or less, but I was in a spot where I was like, I'm fine with that. And they always have like some seed questions to start off because they don't, you know, people aren't calling in as soon as the show starts. But then I would say within the first 10 minutes, they were like, we have questions coming in live. And so we jumped off the seed questions. We really had one or two prepared questions that we had an opportunity to hear in the green room before we went out. And so it was all ad lib, which I love. But there wasn't a moment where I was like, let me catch my thoughts on that. Like I felt like I was just on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not normally good at that. I just felt clear. I felt like I communicated well. I felt crystal. So
yeah, and when you had that coffee in the morning, when you don't have that stuff in your blood, coffee acts as cocaine. So you had your first glimpse of what cocaine would be like, but you have to fast in order to get that kind of.
Yeah, no, the cup of coffee was great. And it was great to have something other than water across my lips, which was nice. And I was expecting to feel like heartburn and stuff like that from the coffee. Now, I had good coffee, but we were over at, I met somebody at Stone Fruit, Scott, who came in with the beard and stuff. He's in for Pastor Locke's funeral tomorrow. And so he was like, hey, do you want to connect? And I was like, yeah, let's grab a cup of coffee. And so we went over to the coffee shop there on Market Street and, you know, we're having the coffee and I'm going, man, this is really good. This is really, really good. And and I definitely felt like I didn't feel down, like I'm ready to eat until I started to come here. That 4 o'clock spot, my body was like, feed me right now.
Okay.
We're going to hurt a small child. Like, let's go.
All right. So this part is as important as the fasting part.
And okay.
It's the, so what you did is you cleaned out your system. Mm-hmm. You stopped digesting food. You got boosts of energy. And that's another thing that your brain, you know, experienced. And your metabolism probably is really slowed down. So now when we reverse the process, we got to reintroduce things, but we got to do it really slow. Your body's going to want to consume like the homeless everything. Guy that you give whatever.
Everything.
And all that's going to happen is you're going to be sick and it's not going to be a pleasurable mm-hmm. experience. So the best thing to do is sort of like set the palate to start accepting food. So you want to do something that kind of like doesn't have any kind of substance to it. So what we're going to pick in our deal is we're going to pick Mr. Almonds.
Almonds, okay? Salted with sea salt.
Salted almonds. And the reason we're going to do this is because they're chalky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get a little bit of a response when it gets in the stomach where it's going to be nice and balanced. There's not a high, a low. And you get some extra salt, which you're going to be in need of. So I'm just going to spread some over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I want you to do is take one or two at a time
yeah.
and mow on them and then we're going to pause for a minute.
Yeah.
After that.
That's wonderful.
Mm. Feels good to have some of that, yeah. right?
I took everything in me. Mm-hmm. So I stopped home and I'm talking to Sam. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, I wasn't hungry till I just walked through the door. She's making smashed potatoes and meatloaf and all this stuff. The house smells fantastic. And I'm like, maybe I can just nibble on something before I go. I'm like, I'm defeating the whole purpose. I'm right here. Just make it back to the studio without eating anything. So I left early. That's why I got here early. I was sitting in my car because I'm like, if I stayed home, I was going to pick it something.
Yep. Good call. Good call. All right. And then the second thing is this is bone broth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is chicken flavor with some ginger.
Now you use a particular brand or if somebody wants to get it?
Well, the additives are what I look at. And this deal was, it was chicken. I don't like the beef type, so it's always chicken for me. And I think the ginger will be a little soothing for the stomach. And that's one of the big thing. And just sip on it.
Does it have a ton of calories in it or what's its?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not even sure. It looks like it is 45 calories, almost no carbohydrates, no that's fat. So, but it's got some salt in it as well. So salt, noticing the theme here, salt.
You're trying to train me away from sweet.
So, yeah. And so you're just going to kind of coat your throat a little bit, mm-hmm. give your stomach the warm up. Now, what you want to do is you want to go through this routine and you want to wait about an hour mm-hmm. after you do this routine before you start putting anything like big proteins. Because remember, you got to ramp your digestive juices and everything that's not in your stomach now mm-hmm. that needs to be. And then the third thing, now typically I will do snow peas.
Okay. Right? I like snow peas.
But today, these are pickled green beans.
Oh, I like pickled whatever.
So so you can take one of those, snap into it, and it'll give you some texture and some sourness, and it'll be like.
I really like that.
Mm.
I like pickles, so
there you go. So that's the trio for tonight: the almonds, the pickled green beans, and
bone broth. So what do you normally? It's just like every time, or do you have other stuff that sometimes you do too?
So the first thing I usually do is avocados. I'll snap those up and put them in a bowl and whisk them up so that it's kind of like lumpy and almost like a potato type of mac. Mm-hmm. And I'll just eat them with a spoon. So after I leave here, I got a couple waiting for me back there. That's going to be my dinner. I have some vegetables. I'm probably going to do some peppers. And I can't really do hot peppers right off the get-go because it'll probably irritate my stomach. But I got to do more of the sweet pepper variety. So I'll do a mixture of like onions, vinegar, oil, and peppers.
Now, do you only do this when you do a multi-day fast, or do you do this every time, even
just a multi-day fast? Yeah, okay. The regular ones you could just eat a regular meal. It's not that big of a deal.
So, like Sam cooking what she cooked this morning, the potatoes and vegetables and a fried egg is.
Yep, she probably didn't even notice.
No, yeah, she crushed it. Yeah.
Are you enjoying Mr. Almonds? And this is a pretty good mix. I'm not real big fond of this Swanson bone broth, though. There's definitely much better. I think it might be the ginger and turmeric. It's changing
turmeric,
it for me.
Yeah,
turmeric.
The I like the ginger flavor and the turmeric by that way. But place on 224 Core Life, they have three different types of bone broth that you can get there. three different broths. They have one that's a vegetable, but then they have a chicken bone broth and a beef bone broth. And I, anytime I'm there, I get that as my drink. It's just great.
For
it's
sure.
It's flavored well. They season it well.
And those of you who have never had bone broth, so basically what they do is they take the bones of chicken and they boil it to get the collagen to release from the bones. And so it sort of tastes like a regular broth, but it's got this sort of like a little thick and hazy, like an oily type of thing. And if you drink this, your body basically uses collagen to add to the ligaments and some of the bone structure. You lose a lot of that when you age, and it kind of helps your body regain that just a little bit.
Hence people having arthritis and
yes, various for sure.
So do you make the pickled green beans, or where do you get those?
No, I just bought those at Meijer. Okay. Just with the pickles, they pickle all kind of different vegetables. And what's cool about that is, when you do a lot of vegetables, I'm not real good at doing food waste. Right. And so I usually overbuy and then I throw stuff away and I feel terrible about having wasted. But if you do stuff like this, you can get some of the stuff that you don't eat normally. And then if it sits in the refrigerator for a little while, it's pickled so that, you know, it's, you can have a dosage of it.
Now next Thursday, cause I won't be here Tuesday, but next Thursday, I'm going to bring you the garlic stuffed olives.
Okay.
I was telling you about, cause those are off the charts and you love garlic and garlic's where it's at. So, all right. So you eat this and then you said you wait about an hour. And then what do you eat at in an hour? What's your,
I will eat a regular meal. Okay. So if my family was having steak and whatever, I would just have a very small portion of whatever they had. So tonight, they already ate.
You mentioned the avocados.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat some avocados and some vegetables with some vinegar and oil, and that'll be good for today.
Okay. And then do you do anything different tomorrow?
Nope. Fall right back into my normal thing. I'm heavy into ketosis right now. So it'll be a keto breakfast, keto lunch, keto dinner.
And so what does that look like for you? That just like eggs?
Yeah. It's a good question. Cause I think, let me see what I have picked out. Cause if being that avocado is my go-to, so that if I eat that tonight, I really don't want to do that again tomorrow. Morning, yeah. So it'll probably be, not anchovies. What the heck are the fish in the can and mercury
sardines.
Yes. Thank you.
You'll crush sardines for breakfast.
Oh yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Do you cook them?
No, right out of the can. Just sit back on the patio and
slurp them. Do you chew them?
I chew them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like sardines?
I don't think I've ever had one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right, you have to have sardines with me. I get to sell jalapenos with sardines.
I'll try anything once. Okay. I just, one of those things. I've had anchovies before. I wasn't crazy about those. But yeah, I'll try a sardine.
Okay.
So for me, I'm going to go home. My wife made meatloaf and smashed potatoes and a whole bunch of stuff. What should I have when I go home?
Say that again. You're going to have,
well, she has meatloaf and smashed potatoes made. We have a rotisserie chicken in the fridge. We have,
if you go heavy on any breaded things, you're going to feel like you just had Thanksgiving dinner and want to take a nap. And if that's okay with you, then yeah, go take your nap. But I would probably,
so like the potatoes you're saying.
Yeah. In the meatloaf has bread crumbs built in. So I would probably maybe, I love you. So yeah, that was.
I don't mind the bone broth.
It's good.
I like ginger and turmeric. I like both those things. So
yeah, it's not bad.
Pretty good.
You hit those almonds hard, man. That was a.
I would hit anything hard. You know, you could wrap a dog turd in bacon. I might eat it. So after 2 days of no food,
that's bumper sticker worthy right there.
So. Somebody who maybe didn't fast this time, but wants to fast next time, but thinks, man, you know, 2 days might be tough in a 24-hour span. I'm going to do it, but I want to plan it here and here. I found it so much better to be busy. Like, don't do it on a day you're off or I'm just going to sleep in today and then I'm going to get up. Like, you're going to eat something.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I was busy nonstop for whatever reason, the last couple of days. My phone has just been off the hook with stuff. And then today I had a meeting. I got my hair cut. I drove and was on TV. I drove back from TV. I said hi to my wife and I drove here. So I got the kids up and we got the kids on the bus and all that stuff too before that. So it was packed. Like, I didn't have time to stop and be like, I'm hungry. Like, driving out to Akron, I was like, all right, I'm hungry. But it was, you know, I'm on the freeway. There's nothing, you know, the highway, there's nothing I could do. So I had bottles of water with me and I drank those. And then as soon as I got there, I was like, can I use the restroom right now? You know, I would say do it on a day where you're busy. Any other tips for somebody who's looking to
Okay, you and I have done this a bunch of times, but if you don't know what your body does, I would do it on a Friday, not intending to make it through the weekend, but in case you did get, you know, have a less busy day over the weekend, just to see how your body reacts to it. If you get to midday Saturday and you're gunked up, you don't want to be at work and stuck at a place where you're miserable. So maybe you get a couple weekends in a row and see, go as long as you think you can go. And then, you know, if you have to bail out, cool. If not, you know, you do the weekend and you get through it and then, you know, you're fine.
So now with this food we just ate, the first couple of bites, all that sort of stuff, the bone broth, what's going on in our bodies?
So you're going to get sort of responses then, little responses. So for instance, when you introduce insulin back into your system, it will absorb cellular, like the insulin is a key that opens cells to absorb nutrients. So whatever from this point on that you eat, your cells are going to be completely open to absorb. So you want to make sure that it's
really... Now, does that happen only after 24 hours or 48 hours, or does it not matter? How long do you have to do to open the cells?
As soon as you create some kind of no insulin response. So as soon as your body's done dealing with insulin, and you know, we'll have a sensitivity to it for a period of time. So we're going to have a sweet spot over the next day or so, where if we eat something, the body's just going to, you know, attack it. And, you know,
so normally you get maybe 30% of the value from food. Now you're going to get 60%.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
And so that food's going to hit you a little bit harder. So if you do coffee, it's going to respond just like you experience. The caffeine's going to do a little bit more than it normally does.
Yeah.
But that's, if we get the doc on, that's sort of like from a metabolic standpoint, like what's really happening. When I say it, I'm giving you like the generalities of it without knowing like what.
Yeah. The physiology of it.
Yes, exactly.
Totally makes sense. I know for me, I had, some spiritual time, set aside. So I, obviously part of my job is slated for me to pray for people and to, you know, have kind of, Bible reading time, meditation, et cetera, all that stuff. But because Sam fasted with me, we set aside time and we you know, we prayed together. Did you have any spiritual component to this fast for
you? Not to this one. I think I stayed too busy to really pay attention to like what was happening. I mean, it felt good, but I didn't really get the relish in it much.
So we got done. The kids went to bed Wednesday night and I'm laying on the couch. She's sitting there and Charlotte stays up a little later. So she was watching her animal show with us and I didn't last very long. Knocked out at like 8:15. I was just tired. And Sam took Charlotte up, came back down. And it had only been maybe half hour, 45 minutes, maybe 9 o'clock. And she goes, "You wanted to pray." And I was like, "Yes, I did." And I just like, reached my hand over. And I was like, "I think I have to sit up if we're going to do this. I'm not going to make it through." But we had a really good time with that. If you're going to pray, don't do it at night. Pray in the morning
when
or
you're
pray
tired,
at lunch. Yeah, because it was one of those things that we're like, oh, that'll be really good. And we had other times separately, but that time at night was kind of one of those like, hey, just hold my hand. All right, Lord, thank you for letting us speak it through. You know, to be totally vulnerable and honest. I mean, it wasn't like thunder from heaven or anything like that.
But God knew you mailed it in that.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Time.
Totally. Even the pastor does sometimes, yes, folks. Right. Okay. Some days. So when will be you fast once a week? When will be your next one that you're planning to do?
Yeah. So next week I'll do a couple of 24-hour fasts. I'll just go from lunch to lunch, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay. And then the second week of November, I'll do another extended one where maybe I'll hit 72 hours. I'll push the limits a little bit before going in the holidays.
Now Joe was teasing before the show that we should do another prolonged one in November. And I was like, not around Thanksgiving. He's like, why not? I'm like, you get behind me, Satan. I was like, do you, you know, with that, do you plan yours? If you have like a holiday like that, do you fast going in so you can crush it during the holiday? I could see people being like, I'm fasting for 3 days and I'm eating whatever I want.
Yeah. It, for me, I mean, I do like to, especially during Thanksgiving, I'll take like a tenth of a piece of a pie, but it's usually too much anyhow, you know, too overwhelming.
Did you say a tenth of a piece?
A tenth of a piece, like a sliver.
Is that like a bite?
Yeah. Like a bite.
Oh, that's so sad. Sam and I were having this discussion because we're going on a date tomorrow night and they have this butter cake. Everybody's been telling us to get the butter cake at Aqua Plaza. And I was like, oh, and she's like, we can split it. And I was like, you get your own cake. And I don't know if you've ever seen Jim Gaffigan does a whole stint where he was like, you know, you ever had somebody like, oh, I want to share dessert. I just want a bite. And then they take a bite and you're like, apparently it was a bite from a shovel. Because you just ate half my dessert. So I was like, I said to Sam, I was like, get your own dessert. Get whatever you want. I was like, I just fasted 2 days. I said, I'm getting butter cake.
Yeah. And so like I usually don't eat any bread or stuffing. And okay. Stuffing is something that I'll break for, and along with the turkey, do stuffing. But I won't do any big dessert. I won't do any mashed potatoes. It'll be just protein and a little bit of stuffing.
So you do the turkey and a little bit of stuffing.
Yes, and a bite of pie or something.
No vegetables or anything.
See, they make sweet potatoes. I really like sweet potatoes, uh-huh. But they make them dessert sweet potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, with marshmallows and brown sugar and.
But I would like to.
Yeah, yeah. No, so your family doesn't do like. Green beans or
they may so I just I don't.
You just don't yeah. Partake you're gonna
I think during the week I do so much so many vegetables that I opt out.
Yeah,
under it's a holiday stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Now do you guys do turkey on Christmas as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you do ham on Easter?
Yes.
Okay, so traditional in that sense.
Yes, for sure.
I family friend of Sam's side, their the dad does a different exotic meat every year for Christmas. And he's had like ostrich and like zebra and like kangaroo, like just and he'll pay to have these shipped in and then they'll cook it and eat it. And it's totally wild. And I said to Sam, I was like, 1 year we should try and do something like, you know, fun or exotic. And we're like, but we like turkey. Turkey's good.
Well, here's another experiment we can do. Someone was reading a stat to me earlier today and it was kind of like, I knew it, but I was like, wow, that's kind of sucky that like 85% of the food that we eat come from three animals and 18
chicken, cows and what?
Chicken, cows, pigs.
Pigs. Oh yeah. Makes sense.
And then 18 different fruits and vegetables. So 85% of everything we eat come from 18 corns, wheats, whatever.
And I'm sure corn comes from a lot of things.
Way up the, yeah. On the list.
Yeah. Corn starch, corn flakes.
But I would like to do maybe a whole week worth of eating nothing from that list. None of the meats that are on the list and none of the vegetables on that list.
So I'd have to do some fish, which would be cool. What else would you hit?
I don't know. Bison would be amazing. Yeah. Venison would be great.
The bison burger at BJ. Someone just made me deer chili. So I have some deer chili in the freezer.
Yeah. Duck would be great.
Duck's great.
So
have you had duck before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gotta be cooked right. Cause it can be greasy if you don't get it cooked right.
Yeah, but there's so many, like it wouldn't be hard to come up with meats, even like squirrel. I mean, yeah. Whatever's in season.
Nine squirrel chili.
Yeah. And then the vegetables would be a little bit more difficult because it's just harder to find fresh produce, let alone different fresh produce. So.
Especially in season. Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll have to try that.
Yeah, I'm down on.
So if there are any hunters or outdoorsmen that have a bunch of stuff in the freezer that might be a little exotic. Oh,
I know a few guys at church.
Do you?
Yeah. Might be able to get some raccoon or possum.
Yes, exactly. That's stuff. What I want to do, a whole week of it.
You know, they have those, a lot of churches do them, and we've never done one at Bridge of Hope, but we do the wild game dinners, and, you know, people make all kinds of stuff at that. I mean, everything from, like, raccoon steaks to, you know, possum chili to... You know, I've even seen roadkill chili calling that dude. And some of it's delicious. But most of the time, if you know what it is, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to eat that.
And most of the time, you wouldn't know what it is unless somebody told you.
Yeah. So I'm excited for my deer chili at home. That'll be really good. That was from D. Maybe deer chili.
Sweet.
What is your go-to vegetables? You mentioned vegetables and fruit list. And when you're staying in keto and you're coming off a fast, you said you're going to have a bunch of vegetables tonight. Is it based on flavor or based on nutrition value? Because I know you're a spreadsheet guy and you want to get certain vitamins and minerals in. Is that what you do? Or you're like, nope, I'm going to have this and this because I like it.
So I love hot peppers. So pretty much everything, the hotter the pepper I can get. And so my main vegetables for the vitamin C is going to be peppers. Now, I just learned recently that I did not know that a lot of the peppers have a lot of fructose in it. And I did not know that it was
really?
There was a lot of sugar in like bell peppers and
okay. And
whatever. So I had to cut a lot of that stuff out, even though I love bell peppers. And then onions, garlic, and the greener, the better. When I go through the grocery store, I'm looking at produce. And if it's dark green, like I'm kale. All about it. Oh, so yeah. Man. Yeah.
I love the arugula is a really good green one. Are there any vegetables that you don't do that as a kid growing up, like you were forced to eat and now you're like, yeah, I'll never eat that again.
Not really. I just don't
lima
like
beans.
I would eat lima beans. Yeah. I don't like iceberg lettuce. It's not green.
Yeah, lima beans and mushrooms. I have trouble with both those. Certain type of mushrooms, depending on how they're cooked.
We'll have to do a show on mushroom. I've got a ton. Like we grow them, and you know there's so much. We can dedicate a whole show.
What
to
kind
it.
Of mushrooms, Joe?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. No, but there's a whole science about what role mushrooms play in the ecology and sure. what it connects. There's like a whole, like, I don't know if it's a part of a continent or part of a country, but it's covered in the largest living organism, which is mycelium from a mushroom. It's kind of cool. Wow. And the trees and plant life use the mycelium as like a network to communicate with one another. It can move resources from one part to another part, wow. just using the internet, the nature's internet. It's kind of cool.
That's wild. Very cool. I know that I'm going to go home and I'm going to probably eat some eggs. That's probably the route I'm going to go. In my head, at least I was going, well, I could have this and I could have that. I might do some of that rotisserie chicken a little bit. But you're saying I should probably stay away from too much heavy stuff and go more vegetable.
The chicken would be okay.
Okay.
Cause it wouldn't be really high in fat, and the protein chickens are a really good, like, steak and red meats. And then you have fishes, like right in the middle is that not this and not overly light. It's right there in the middle.
Yeah. And what do you do with pork? Do you do any pork at all?
I do. We'll do bacon and sausage, and some ham steaks along the way. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I like bacon. I like ham.
Okay.
Growing up, we used to do pork chops a lot cause they were cheap. Sam and I have never, I don't think ever in 8 years, done pork chops for the kids. We have a quarter cow still in the fridge, probably 100 pounds worth of beef or more from last year that we bought. And we've cooked a ton of that, but we got roasts and steaks and a bunch of stuff left. So we enjoy the red meat, and I'll eat darn near anything. I mean, for a couple of years, our leadership team at church, we would do a pig roast every summer. And Lijo has this custom made spit that he made. He took an old oil drum and cut it in half and put the rod in. And then he has a single piston that drives the rod, so nobody has to spin it.
That's cool.
It's sweet. And then he takes the pig and he stuffs it with all kinds of chicken and sausage and stuff like that, puts it inside the pig to cook in the bro. Mm. But every time he does that, every year, I'm always the one that's like, who's going to eat the brain with me? And we'll crack that thing open and it tastes like livery eggs. I mean, if you like liver taste, and it's kind of got the egg substance to it. But there's always somebody that's like, oh, I'll try eggs. I'll try, you know, brain. And some people can't get over the taste of it, but
I would totally do it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. I love that sort of stuff. Like the first time I went to a pho restaurant around here, I was like, give me the tripe, you know, soup that you got. I want to try it, which is all pig intestines and stuff like that. And it's a little, I won't do it again, but I ate it. how adventurous, you know, you seem pretty adventurous with foods and stuff. Do you have any foods that you've tried that you were like, can't do it?
No. I think, you know, I never liked the taste of liver at all. Like I like it, but I don't like it. It's a little bit overwhelming. Sure. I can't do it very often.
Liver and onions.
Yeah. I like the onions part.
And a really like drippy sauce. You need like a really sopping overwhelming up and, sauce. Yeah.
Right.
So, well, I'm feeling good and I want to go home and eat more now.
That was good. I'm glad we got to take people through that process because it's not as intimidating, especially when you watch two people do it and we kind of did it in stride. I have done it for a while. You've done a couple, have them under your belt.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not, like I said, it's not as intimidating.
It's a different emphasis when you're going for the spiritual stuff. Like when people are going into that, they're not thinking about like, well, what should I eat beforehand? And what should I have coming out? Like they're genuinely going in. Like I'm going to deny myself this stuff. And there's sometimes where people even like, I don't want to say take pride, but they kind of are feeling like, well, it should suck. Like I'm sacrificing this stuff. I want to feel the
bad.
The pain of it. And I don't think that's necessarily the purpose. But to come into that spot and to kind of clear your plate, there's a scripture, Joe.
Thank you.
We need to use the button before we close the show. Jesus says to his disciples, you know, I have food that you know, you don't know anything about. They come and find him at this well. And they're like, hey, you know, are you hungry? And he's like, look, I have food you know nothing about. He hadn't eaten. But he says, the food I have is to do the will of him who sent me. And he kind of puts that out there. And there are other times where Jesus is fasting and he comes into contact in Matthew 4 with the devil. And the devil's like, you know, turn that stone into bread. And he'd been fasting for 40 days, the Bible says. And, you know, Jesus is like, man doesn't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I think it allows you the clarity to realize I don't have to eat. And if I don't have to eat, I can deny myself this and I can deny myself that. And it puts you in a position, not that food is bad, not that other pleasures are bad, but I have control of my body.
Exactly.
And that's the I think the big spiritual lesson of fasting is it serves me, I don't serve it.
That's exactly right. And so like, but if you get into the deprivation side and the torture side of it, then you miss that lesson.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times people are like, oh, I fasted and all I did, I was just hungry the whole time. I couldn't hear from the Lord because all I was thinking about was what I was going to eat when I was done fasting. I'm like, well, you missed the whole point.
Right.
And the same thing's probably true for people who are doing it for health reasons. If you're just thinking about, all right, I have to eat this and I have to do that. And what, you know, to get into that space where you just are in it and let your body speak to you, you probably learn a bit more than if you're like, well, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that. And I have this in the thing. You want to prepare, but you in the same way, you don't want to overwhelm yourself spiritually. I think on the physical side, like you said, hey, if your body is not responding well, eat something. Like,
right. Listen to your body. You can go through this role playing. Let's just say like a disaster happened and you didn't have then access and you had to go without food. How would you fare? Would you be able to keep your wits able to protect your family, or would you fall apart? So it's kind of good training too, to see what you're capable of, and you probably haven't stretched that or even, you know, dealt with that at all.
I mean, that's another show talking about long-term food storage and prepping.
That'd be
very interesting.
One, right?
We could have a good conversation on
that. We haven't done a conspiracy show in a while. We got to do one of those.
We should. Did you get the Mark of the Beast?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to say it because it'll throttle our show.
Yes, thank you. Thank
I caught myself. It's okay.
We talk code around
here. Yeah. So, well, fasting was fun. I hope you fasted with us, and you'll have to join us. We won't be back here on Tuesday. We'll be back here next Thursday. And we'll have some garlic olives with us. It'll be good. By all means, if you're going to fast, do it right. Do it healthy. Talk to your doctor. And hope you get some.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.